This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Home Improvement Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Association Talk Show Host of the Year Award. Our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk, right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Pittsburgh Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome, America. That's right, I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land, the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. We got a great hour for you. Sure hope you stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. It's all about education and information. That's what we do here each week and every week. You know, home improvement projects are probably going to be the most costly investment you're going to make on your home. So you might as well hear from the experts. That's what we do here. So you can make a very, very intelligent decision. Got a great hour for you. We're going to start off this hour with a gentleman. His first time he's been on the show. His name is Warren Tarbell. He's the CEO of the Non-Conductive Tool Company, better known as NTC Tools. He's on the line right now. He's going to be talking about his non-conductive tools for electricians. So if you're an electrician out there, you want to stay tuned to this show, we got some great exciting news for you. He's on the line right now from California, and I'm sure he's been confined to his house like all of us across this great nation. Yeah. But Mr. Warren, how you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing good, Michael. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Great. Had a chance to run across you guys at the International Building Show, and I want to talk about your tool. But before we get into it, lately what I've been doing is asking my guests, because they're calling in from all parts of the country, to kind of give us a little update. Now, you're in the California area, south of Los Angeles, right in the heart of all this. Can you give us an update? And I need to tell you, man, I've been looking at some aerial views of Los Angeles, and without them cars on the driveway, man, I could actually see what Los Angeles looks like now. So the environment's getting pretty healthy out there, you know?
That's true. It truly is a nicer place to live, unfortunately. I mean, it definitely has its stuff it's going through now. But, yeah, the roads are wide open. The air is nice and clean. The pace of life has really slowed down. It almost reminds me of when I lived back east in Tennessee. You know, it's a different lifestyle.
Wow.
How's everything out by you?
It's we're in probably like you, a mandated state order to stay in our house. So as you know, New Orleans is getting really hit real hard right now. We're third per capita in coronavirus deaths right now. So with Mardi Gras and anything that happened, the city's getting hit real hard right now. But we're not allowed to go in the city. We have to stay home other than going to the grocery or to your doctor. That's pretty much it, my friend. So we're kind of shut down, too. So that's kind of all in the same boat, you know. But, hey, let's talk about – now, I'm going to call it NTC Tools in the future. That's a little short for your company. The official name of your company is the Non-Conductive Tool Company. But why did you start making non-conductive tools for electricians?
I was on a job site, and I had an apprentice who said he wished he had a toothbrush to pull the wires out of a junction box. And it got me to thinking that a non-conductive hook of some sorts would be a great tool to have. And so I went to the bench and first one I made out of wood, and it was just a hook. But then I'm looking, hey, I could push the wires back in the box with this. And then the tool just evolved on the tip of the tool. It has a thing to bend the wires, like it's called the T-hook, and you can bend the wires to any shape and pull them out. And that was basically the first thought that started me on the path of non-conductive tools for electricians.
Wow. Now, describes the functions of your tools.
Yeah, for sure. Right now we have the Voltquap 12, which is a non-conductive tool that has, as I was saying, a hook on it that allows you to reach in a junction box. You can reach in a switch box, an outlet box, a breaker panel. You can grab the wire, pull it out, bend it to any shape you want to, push it back in the box. It has a pusher groove, which sort of, like as I do, like an outlet box, I'll push the ground wires really far back in the box and set them in there nice and tight. And before this tool, I'd use like the back of a screwdriver or my fingers, and there wasn't anything that really worked for that task. So the Voltquap 12 also has the wire nut wrench. So if you're outside, you're working on lights or anything, you can, and there's a wire nut that's stuck on really tight. You take the wire nut, you put it in the wrench, and can tighten or loosen it. And then the other tool is called the multi-gauge, and it has a sliding thumb mechanism that allows you to reach in a junction box and actually grab a wire and pull it out. And in the past, I used like pliers and stuff like that, but the insulation around the wire would always get cut or damaged. And with the multi-gauge, you can grab it as hard as you want to and really pull it out and work on it and push it back in again with the V-groove. That's pretty much what they do. They move electrical wires from junction boxes in and out.
Wow. Now, what is your background? You're an electrician yourself?
Yeah, I've been in construction for about 35 years. And I started off as a handyman, became an electrician, and then became a general contractor. And so this was a tool that, as I first invented it, I had in my belt, and I'd give them away to friends, and I'd always lose them and stuff, and I always missed them as they weren't in the belt, because it's a really small tool that fit in the belt easy.
Wow. It's a common story on this show. You know, a lot of contractors and have really invented tools of necessity or needs through their trade. So it is a common story. And to try to make your job a little better, more efficient, you know, and that's probably the main reason why it was developed, to make it easy for electricians. And let's face it, you know, electricians... jobs are very dangerous. I mean, you know, they got to know what you're doing, and that's why you have to go to school, take tests, and because electricity is not something to play with. You know what I'm saying?
You know? Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's why there is a safety thing with the tool, because it is a non-conductive tool, but you can, instead of having your hand in a junction box, you can just reach the tool in and move the wire. And also, I have to say, though, that most of our sales are from the people who work on their own houses, because they want to have the safety and ease of using a non-conductive tool to work with the wires. So we do have a lot of electricians and contractors, except a large portion of our sales are to the DIYers, the do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah, I would tend to believe that, too. I was getting ready to ask you that question because, you know, that's what we do here on this show, safety, safety, safety. And I want to talk about that when we come back off a break. We're talking to Warren Tarbell. He's the CEO of NTC Tools. That's NTC Tools. He's our guest. We're talking about his non-conductive tools for electricians. That's our show today. Stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HomeTalkUSA.com. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay! Maybe get a little conversation. Drink a little red wine. Standing in the shadow of Clifton Chenier. Dancing the night away.
Club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back to the old only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Again, we invite all of you to check out Home Talk TV. That's right, our television version of our TV show. If you go to HomeTalkTV.com, we have 59 episodes sitting there. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, we were getting ready to start Season 4. Wow, it's hard to believe. Season 4 already on our television show, but that has been delayed. We're going to try to start shooting our episodes in May. But, if you know, we'll have all that information up on our website. So check it out, HomeTalkTV.com. I get a lot of you that send me some emails and say, hey, King, you know, we're watching the television show, and we're also listening to the same episode on radio. That's right. A lot of you, you know, just to let you know that we do 3 hours of radio every Saturday here on this network. But the first 30 minutes, our radio show and TV show is simulcast together. So if you're listening to it on radio, they're watching on TV and vice versa. So that's right. You're right. So if you want to catch the TV show sequenced, and a lot of you basically turn to the TV channel and turn off the volume and listen to it on radio. A lot of you do that also. So on radio, I can be more flexible. I like that word, flexible. But we're talking to Warren Tarbell. He's the CEO of the NTC Tool Company. We're talking about their non-conductive tools for electricians. And I was just, Warren had told me that a lot of times do-it-yourself homeowners are purchasing their tools because they're looking for tool safety when it comes to, electrical work. But I need to find out, Warren, what has your feedback been from electricians been like, though, since the trade show?
You know, the feedback is almost always good. We're like at 4.8 stars on Amazon, and the feedback, every so often we get a person that doesn't that likes to work with their hands inside of a junction box and doesn't want any tools. But I'd say about 95% of the people, they rave about the tools, and they, I get calls almost every day from a person, and they'll say, hey, we love the tool, you know? And so, I think the feedback has been, fantastic.
What have you been doing since the last time we talked, though?
What we've been doing is we have passings on 5 more tools, and they, are all in the same realm of non-conductive tools. And so we have the patents underway. We received a patent on one, and the rest of them are pending. And we're starting to find ways to make the tools, to make the molds, to get them up for sale with our first 2 tools. And wow. I guess as an inventor, you know, the challenge is once you invent any type of a tool or product, you have to then find a way to sell it, either a licensing deal or this or that. But the path that we chose is to start a company. And having to wear the inventor's hat and then wear the CEO hat has been the challenge of it all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the company does grow each month, and it's a steady climb. And I'm hoping that soon we can launch the other 5 tools.
Wow, I'm sure you're going to be successful. But again, what have you been doing since the last time we talked, though?
It's making more tools.
Making more tools.
For the prototypes and everything. And they're good. They're neat. They're just far enough outside the box of what a tool should be like, but still at the same time, all 5 of them, they solve an issue that we have out in the field with electrical.
Yeah. Now, what have been some of your biggest challenges, though?
As I said before, it's running the company. You know, that's where I mean, I wish I had a person who was the CEO and had a CFO and had everything, had a financer, and they could put the money into it. But as you've probably seen often with the people on your shows, is it's difficult to run a company. And though we're doing it fine, that definitely is the challenge.
Yeah.
I find it easy just to invent the tools, to make the tools. You know, that really is the strongest suit that I have.
Now, what is your vision for the future of NTC Tools, though?
It's definitely just to get these tools that are functional and safe into the hands of electricians and homeowners, because I love hearing the feedback that we get of how people like them, how they think it's the best tool they bought in years, and the feedback is it really fuels me and keeps me going. And then in the future, as I've said, the new tools, and also just keep my eyes open for the partnership. You know, that we really, I would love to have a partnership with a company or a person that could share the vision, had the financial means to really to take the both claws and other tools to the next step.
Yeah, it's a challenge, you know, for little entrepreneurs like yourself to, you know, but if you call me, off the air, I'll return your call. I have a gentleman called the, you know, a lady that specializes in crowdfunding and things like that, and I can give you her phone number because she has the availability, and that might be an option for you too. So yeah, but
cool. That'd be cool. Thanks.
But what are your core philosophies with non-conductive tools, though?
We have two of them, and the first one is to not get shocked. You know, we do not want anyone just to get shocked ever again by electricity. And the second one we have is don't let the copper touch the metal. So our whole philosophy is to work with electricity. And as I'm saying this, always turn off the breakers before you work on electricity. Our tools are more that if the breaker accidentally gets turned on, or if there's a wire that you don't think is live, it is, it keeps you safe.
Well, Warren, we're out of time, my friend. Thank you so much again. Well, let's get that website in. How can we learn more about NTC Tools?
It's at boltclaw.com, and there's a video there to watch on how the tools work. And
say
thank you, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Well, say it one more time, your website.
Yeah, boltclaw, boltclaw.com.
Boltclaw.com. Great. Thank you so much, Warren Tarbell. Thanks for being our guest, man. I got to run.
All right. God bless you.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with another guest, another topic right here on Home Talk USA. I'm the Cajun Contractor, the originator, not the duplicator. Please don't accept no substitutions. Man, I was green before green was even cool. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay!
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the check on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. Some information. The National Hardware Show has been postponed till September. So, as you know, we were making plans in a couple weeks to hit the hardware show in Las Vegas, but that's going to be happening in September. So we're going to have everything posted on our website. So we're excited. Get everything going again. Hey, our next guest is on the line right now. His name is Chris Camperman. He is no stranger to Home Talk. He's with a company called Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories and products. He's going to be talking about outdoor living spaces, what's happening, what they're doing. Give us an update of some of the technology that's being developed for the outdoorsmen, the outdoor ladies out there, enjoying your backyard, some of the things when it comes to decking products. He's on the line right now. Hey, Mr. Chris, how you doing, my buddy?
Hey, Michael, I'm hanging in there. How about you?
Well, great. Before we get into the show and learn a little bit about Decorators, just give us a little update of what's happening in your community. I like to talk a little bit because, I like to get my information from the sources. I don't bank on national media people to provide me my news. So what's happening with coronavirus in your area? Just give us a little update, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I'm located in Michigan, where we do have a shelter-in-place order. That being said, our company has been deemed an essential business due to some of the ways that we support infrastructure, whether that be through building materials and needed goods while people are sheltering in place. And then we also do crating and pallets and so on for the consumer goods that are really in dire need right now. So we are up and running. We are taking care of our customers. That being said, we are also very conscious of the gravity of the situation and are doing our best to keep our family, customers, and workers safe and healthy through this very unprecedented situation. So we are hanging in there. We're doing our best. We're keeping the business moving, but we're also being as cautious as possible.
All right. Well, thank you for the little update. But let's talk about Deckorators. What's the latest? What's happening? I know things have to be, like you said, to a halt, but there's some consultations y'all doing. Y'all all operating, hailing your customers, information. Y'all kind of doing some groundwork stuff. Just give us an update. What's happening in the outdoor living in general, what was happening, and maybe talk about what's going to happen in the future when things get back up to par. Just, maybe we could attack it from that angle.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good topic right now because, let's face it, a lot of people are at home right now, and they are certainly assessing their space, and being able to get outside and get some fresh air is important to a lot of people right now. So, decks are still in demand, and we were seeing a very strong late winter due to the mild weather, and then the early spring has been good for us as well for deck builds, and it still remains strong. Given the current situation, that being said, this situation is very fluid and is changing quickly. So, a lot of our certified pros creating a solid book of business for spring and summer through home shows and some off-season marketing efforts. There may be some delays over the next few weeks due to the current situation. We expect a strong year for outdoor living. And, it's becoming, like I said, more and more important as the weather is starting to turn. Homeowners are finding that outdoor space valuable as they shelter in space and look for opportunities to get some fresh air with those that they are cooped up with. So, really the priority right now is beating this pandemic, keeping families safe and healthy, and then coming back strong, like our country has done so many times throughout our history. I know we were exchanging a couple emails the other day of all the tragedies, whether it's weather-related or, health-related that you've seen over the years. And really a hallmark of our country is being able to get through these situations and get our lives back, right?
Yeah, very well said. What I've been noticing lately is that as people stay home and mandated to stay home, they're doing these little honeydew projects with materials that are available or whatever, but they are doing some things. And also what they're doing is reevaluating maybe future products or maybe some repair products or considering a deck or maybe was never considering. And now people have a chance to enjoy it at home and say, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to develop my backyard or something. So sometimes things can become a blessing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you try to look at the bright side of things, and this has given some people some time that we normally don't allow ourselves, and those home improvement projects that have been piling up are certainly things that people have an eye towards right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, my hygiene has gotten a little better. I got the cleanest hands in the world. I mean, I'm going to wash my hands from now on. I mean, I don't think America is going to stop washing their hands when this virus is over with. I think they're going to continue. I hope they do at least. But, Chris, spring is officially here, man, and homeowners are starting to assess their outdoor space again, like I said. But what are some of the top trends and features you're seeing in the decking industry?
Yeah, we've talked about this in the past, but more and more homeowners are, taking cues from the interior of their homes to design and create their outdoor living spaces. And again, this is a perfect time to do that. These can be general purpose gathering spaces for relaxing or entertaining, or spaces designed for specific uses like maybe yoga or meditation spot or curling up with a good book. People are looking for those spaces outside of their home. Space utilization is something we're often seeing as homeowners look to maximize that space they have, both inside and out, and homeowners find value in unique ways to store items and add areas for entertaining.
All right, hold on that thought right there, my friend. There's the music. Got to step away. Got to take a short break. We're talking to Chris Kampfman with Decorators. We're learning about outdoor living spaces when it comes to decking trends. That's our topic for today. So stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, check out our website at HometalkUSA.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. Let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cage Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yeah.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Welcome back! Don't forget, check out our website at HometalkUSA.com. Anything you want to know about this show, our guests, our topics, future guests and topics, You can check out our television archives at hometalktv.com. We have 59 episodes, getting ready to load up two more. We were in the process of scheduling season four, but that has been delayed. So we have to see what's going to be happening with that. But we have some shows lined up, so stay with us. Check out our website for more information as we keep you updated. But we're talking to Chris Kamperman. He is with a company called Decorators, one of the leaders in deck and railing accessories and products. Chris, before the break, though, you was explaining a little bit about what's the latest in outdoor living in general. But, you know, Chris, researching and planning a new or remodeling deck, and as I said, people are going to have more time on their hands to give a little bit more thought in their deck. And, you know, it does seem like a complicated process, though. I don't know. What advice would you give my listeners, maybe the best approach in this process?
Yeah, Michael, my advice is to really think about how you plan to use your deck, and then research the best options for those uses. You know, there are so many resources online, like HometalkUSA.com, right?
Yeah.
On what's available from both an appearance and function standpoint. Also, the online community is very welcoming when it comes to home improvement projects. Homeowners love to share reviews and advice on why they chose what they chose for their project. So it's good to look at what information's out there, what people like, what they didn't like, and why they chose those items. So here are a couple questions that I like to give to homeowners that they can ask themselves when they begin their deck project. One of those is, do you consistently entertain with large groups? Is that a reason for your outdoor space? Are you looking to simply relax after a hard day's work, because you're going to want to add some elements to your deck to increase the ability to, you know, find a little peace and calming after a hard day's work? Do you like to grill, cook, and prepare meals outdoors? Do you have kids or pets? If so, there's some special considerations around that. Do you plan to use your deck when the sun goes down? That's important, because you're obviously going to want to incorporate lighting into your decking project. And then, do you plan to have a pool or spa on or around your deck? You'll want to make sure you get the right materials that work well with moisture. So a few other major considerations are, does it need a railing? This decision can be driven by building codes, function, or aesthetics. If so, consider the type of railing up front. We've talked in the past, Michael, that the railing is perhaps the most visible portion of the deck, so make sure you get the material, color, and style that fits your lifestyle and decor from a reputable manufacturer who stands behind their products. And then, how much maintenance are you okay with? You know, wood has long been a good option for decking, but are you okay with cleaning and sealing it on a regular basis? If not, then begin looking at some low-maintenance wood alternative decking that has a higher price tag up front, but the maintenance is minimal and the deck is typically warranted for an extended period of time. And finally, do you plan to build yourself or work with a licensed and experienced contractor? This is a major decision that can impact the whole experience, so it's a decision you want to make early in the process of your deck project.
Great. But now, all right, so what advice you would have for my listeners, say, who are weighing the options, I don't know, of building their own deck or hiring a licensed professional?
Yeah, like I said, it's a big decision, and one that can really impact the outcome of your final product. So, again, with all the resources on the World Wide Web, YouTube, House, Pinterest, name a few, more and more homeowners are tackling significant improvement. However, the information available tends to gloss over the cost of materials, exactly how much time is put into each project, any special tools that are needed to complete the project. So if you're contemplating a new deck for your home, but uncertain whether or not you're up to the task, I have a couple things to consider. First, if you're looking to do it yourself, the main things to be aware of are building codes. They stay the same whether or not you use a professional or you do it yourself. So permits and inspections are something to consider. A licensed professional typically has that process down pat. Warranties. Most manufacturers' warranties are void if the products aren't installed correctly. So you want to make sure that if you do it yourself, you install it according to the manufacturer's installation guide. Time and special tools. Many homeowners have the basics when it comes to tools, but there are often scenarios where having the right tool for the project makes a significant difference.
All right, hold on. I thought right there, Mr. Chris. Got to take another short break. But don't go nowhere. I got one more little segment to cover. So you're listening to Home Talk USA right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, we're all streaming live on the World Wide Web. Check out our website at hometalkusa.com. When you're there, you can check out our television show, our radio program. And if you want to go directly to the archive site, it's hometalktv.com. So, but it's all related. It's all access to one main site. But check it out, hometalkusa.com or hometalktv.com. Again, we're talking to Chris Kampelman with Decorators. We're going to come back and finish our conversation with Chris. Always support your local Depend Hardware Stores and Garden Centers for this pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back. Now you're here. Yay!
What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Home Improvement Broadcasting Network wants to congratulate this year's recipient of the National Radio Media Association Radio Talk Show Host of the Year, our very own, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun Contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA with the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Hey, welcome back. back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American consumer. We're talking to Chris Kampman. He is with a company called Decorators, one of the leaders in decorating accessories and products. That's what we're talking about. I don't know why I'm talking fast today, but I'm like running through things, but I guess I'm all rested, I guess. But that's what we're talking about, deck and railing, a topic. Chris, now, what about, this is what I want to talk about. How can my listeners locate a dealer or a qualified contractor to learn more about Decorators and discuss their outdoor project, especially when those in the upcoming months, won't be installing or remodeling a deck, what are some of the maintenance items? I know I'm kind of putting a whole bunch of questions together, but I only have a couple minutes left, so maybe right. We can cover everything at one time before I have to let you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now is a good time to start qualifying which products and then ultimately which contractors you might want to use for your deck project. Most solid contractors who are in this decking space, they're proud of the work they do, and they'll typically have a gallery of projects and references that you can access before working with them on your decking project. So now is a good time to do that research, do the research on the products, do research on the potential contractors. A lot of them have a good Instagram page. A lot of them have a House and Home Advisor pages that you can use to access reviews and testimonials. So it's a great time to do that and find the right person to work on your decking project. So another resource is just our website, Michael. That's decorators.com, decorators.com. Look up in the right-hand corner. We have a where to buy and a locate a contractor section. If you click on one, enter your zip code, it'll show you the options, the dealers and contractors near you. Within those listings, we denote which contractors are certified pros, and then which dealers are part of our dealer program. Those are contractors and dealers who have been trained on our products and are best equipped to help you through that process of planning, designing, and installing the Decorators deck. And certainly reach out to us if you have any questions about any of our installers or our products. Our customer service is ready and waiting to work with homeowners.
All right, my friend. There it is.
Add value to their homes. All right.
Wow, we got it in, my friend. Give us that website again. How can we learn more about Decorators?
Yeah, absolutely. It's decorators.com. D-E-C-K-O-R-A-T-O-R-S.
Say it one more time, my friend.
Decorators.com. Decorators with a K.
Got you, my friend. Chris Kampman, thank you for being our guest.
My pleasure. Thanks, Michael.
All right, another one in the can. Yeah. Well, that's about it. That's another hour of the best in home improvement information education. Another hour in the can, man. And we're going to take stay tuned. We got some more episodes for all the affiliates that are leaving us. I want to say thank you for the affiliates that are staying. Hey, we got two more hours of the very best, again, of home improvement information education. I'm the Cajun Contractor, Michael King, and you're listening to Home Talk USA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.